Is lazy money a concern in 2024's higher interest rate landscape? Today, we're going to talk about how the recent rise in interest rates affects the money sitting in your savings accounts, CDs, and other conservative investments. We'll also cover where these options fit in a savvy investment strategy and what you need to know to ensure your retirement portfolio will meet your needs now and in the future.
It's easy to get lost on the way to retirement. Things like taxes, improper planning, and excessive market risk can all lead you astray from your goal of a successful and happy retirement. That's where Liz Whittaberry comes in. She's a holistic financial advisor and the founder of Best Path Advisors, and she can help guide you to a better financial path. This is Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Whittaberry.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Whittaberry and myself, here to talk about lazy money. As Liz teed up in the intro there, we're going to get into this topic today. Is it a concern in today's environment? Certainly has been in the past. So we're going to dive into that and dissect that a little bit. What's going on, Liz? How are you this week?
I am good. I'm good. We're both having some AC work done. We talked about that this morning.
That's right.
At time of year.
Yeah, exactly. Jinx, we were saying the same thing. Yeah, got to get them out, got to service those things, right? Make sure stuff's working. So, yeah, you know, hey, that time of the year thinking about AC and whatnot, but also to think about lazy money. You know, it's good old fashioned lazy money. That's a concept that people probably heard that term before. So I guess just in case they haven't, what are we talking about when we say this term lazy money?
Well, we definitely always want our money to be working for us.
Exactly.
You know, and lazy money is money that's not working hard enough. You know, so it's going to be money that's not going to keep up with inflation, or maybe it's barely keeping up with inflation. And we usually think of our checking, our savings, our CDs, our money market, but it could also be somebody that has a portfolio that's just invested so conservatively that their return is going to be minimal and they don't keep up with inflation over time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's often, especially the last number of years, right? You think about you're just getting nothing at the bank, right? So it's just not keeping up. And of course, now with interest rates changing, you know, people start to say, oh, well, I can get a better CD rate. So talk to me a little bit about that. Is it still an issue? Is there still some things where we want to make sure that lazy money is not a problem?
You're right that it doesn't feel like an issue because we are getting so much more on high yield savings or CDs. And so it really doesn't feel like it's lazy anymore because we're comparing it to what it was earning when it was getting point nothing. But now that it's getting more, you know, some people think, well, I could just put everything in CDs or high yield savings. I'm getting more than 4% and I would be fine. I even had a client that said that to me, you know, if they put their $3 million at 4%, they'd be getting $120,000 a year. But we still have to think about what's the real return you're getting net of inflation, and how does that money that you have invested, how does that keep up with inflation over the long term? Because it's not just this year's income that's of concern. It's all of our income over all of our retirement. And so if you're getting that 4% today, it's worth $120,000 today. Well, if you're still getting 4% in 10 years, mm-hmm. and we've had 3% inflation, that's only going to buy about $88,000 of goods at that point in time.
Wow.
So we need to make sure that our money is going to be able to keep up with inflation. And then the second question is, well, what happens if rates go down again?
Which they have mentioned, right? I mean, they're talking about possibly doing that this year, doing some cutting. So
yeah, they have that on the talk. They're looking at the fact that inflation is coming down and at the rate that interest rates are at, that is putting some dampers on growth in the economy. So they will reduce rates at some point in time. It might be May, June of this year. It could be at the end of the year. It could be early next year, but that is coming ahead of us.
Yeah. And that's some interesting numbers there that you certainly gave out, talking about the loss of purchasing power, which is really why it's dangerous, right? So, you know, why is having too much lazy money dangerous? Well, that's a bit of an illustration right there.
Exactly. Yeah, that is one of the biggest risks to lazy money. And you don't really notice it until down the road when you're, hey, I can't afford to get everything that I used to be able to get with these dollars. You know, there's always risk to everything.
Right.
And losing buying power over time is a big risk. That's that inflation risk. We also have a reinvestment risk. If we have too much at lazy money and rates fall, then it's time to reinvest. Well, where do we now put that? And these things can really lead to a failure to reach your long-term goals. You know, I was thinking about if a client had all of their money in this, what feels like safe money, because it's CDs and high yield savings. So it feels like safe money. And they're getting that $120,000 a year now. And over time, we know that that's losing buying power. Well, they could just take a little bit of their principal each year to cover that loss in buying power to make up the difference. But then they've got less that's invested to earn interest. So then the next year, they would have to take even a little bit more than the year before because inflation has still impacted it, but now they have less earning interest. And if rates have gone down, then they now have to dip in even more than that. Well, it's just a recipe for disaster. Mm. Now, you can't, that's not a good plan. You've got to have a plan that covers both the short term and the long term.
Yeah. And so sometimes we want to go to safe, right? Safe makes us feel better.
Certainly
understandable. But yeah, I mean, and I think most of us do realize that concept of losing money safely. We've heard that term before as well. But when you see higher inflationary periods like we're in right now, it also really does kind of, you know, hit you as that stark reminder. Oh, yeah, you know, $100 at the grocery store doesn't go as far as it used to. So what am I doing? And people start to panic. Well, what's this doing to my overall retirement portfolio as well?
Right, right. Absolutely. And things, even though inflation is coming down, things still feel very expensive because they are still expensive. Inflation coming down just means it's not growing as fast. It doesn't mean the prices have fallen.
Yeah, and that's arbitrary too, right? Some people get very frustrated at that because it's like the numbers that they use and the metrics don't always relate to real life.
Right, you know,
that CPI stuff is not always.
They're celebrating that inflation has come down and yet people are still
trying
to figure out how to buy groceries.
Yeah.
Because they don't on the budget.
Yeah, because food's not in CPI, right? You know, food's not in there. Energy's not in there. You know, some silly stuff.
Right.
You know, housing. So you can't.
Exactly.
And those are the things that people, it's like people sit there and go, well, why aren't these in there? Because this is the things that actually move the needle for me.
This is what I need to cover
for
my basic lifestyle. Yeah, exactly. And that's what we look at when we're putting a retirement plan together.
Well,
what
and
you really need to spend money on.
We certainly know our you know government and is very good at number manipulation, right? So they can you know theoretical physics will tell you that an elephant could hang off the edge of a cliff with its tail tied to a daisy, but your mind and your logical brain says this is impossible, right? But you can make sometimes it's funny because people say numbers don't lie, and that's very true. But you can also manipulate them, you know, especially when you're thinking about things like arbitrary numbers like CPI. So why do we get in trouble with lazy money, Liz, in their portfolio? Why do we have too much just because it feels safer? I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it can be a number of different things. Some people ended up getting burned very badly in 2001 and then again in 2008. And they just said, I'm done. You know, I'm only going to do safe stuff. And they're very, very gun shy about investing and haven't had any help in putting together the right kind of plan that they could stick with the investment portfolio. Other people maybe got disappointed by something that they bought that they didn't understand. It wasn't really a fit for them. It was something that maybe was really locked up or didn't do well in certain periods of time. And they were basing that decision on an expectation of spectacular results, and it didn't do that. You know, some people just aren't really thinking about it. It's just money that's going into cash or sitting in money market, and they're not thinking about it because it's there and it's safe, and now at least it's earning something. And, you know, in all of these situations, people feel safe where the money is, but they don't have that plan that tells them, is it doing what they need it to do?
Gotcha. Gotcha. So speaking of, so then how do we help and how do you help people get, you know, too much lazy money under control, right? You know, if they're especially if they're a little hesitant to make changes because, you know, it is easy to go, no, I'd rather have X dollars in the bank or, you know, or whatever, even though it could be explained to you that it's not, you know, you're losing purchasing power. You still have to kind of work through that hurdle. How do you go about that?
I always start with a plan and look at what does your money need to do for you over your entire lifetime. Every dollar has a job. What is it? Do you need that dollar to provide you some income? Do you need it to provide some stability? Does it need to provide some growth for the long term? And then once we know that, we can say, okay, let's find the right investment for each of those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the short term, you're going to need that stability. And lazy money provides that for the short term.
True.
It does that very well. But it's not going to fill the other jobs. Lazy money can't give you that low volatility growth for your midterm. It can't give you that really good growth for the long term. It doesn't necessarily provide enough income for, like we just went through the example, it may not provide the income that you need. So you've got to find the right investments for each of those jobs. You can have the right amount of lazy money. You shouldn't have none,
right?
But you can have the right amount and make sure that everything else is doing the work it needs to do for your retirement plan. And I think if we put a plan together, you know, then people can see the big picture. They can see how everything is working together, and that helps them make the right choices for their financial future, for their retirement, so that they can be on the best path for their retirement.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, so wrapping up to that point, you need to have some, right? You know, so it's kind of like our teenagers at once upon a time, lazy teenagers, right? there's going to be a little bit of that going on, but at the same time, you also got to get them to work too. So got to have a good balance. And right, if you want to be on your best path, it's just, you really got to have that overall strategy that takes into account all the myriad of things that really go into retirement planning. So if you need help, as always, don't forget to reach out to Liz. She is the founder and financial advisor at Best Path Advisors. You can find her online, bestpathadvisors.com. That's bestpathadvisors.com. A lot of good tools, tips, and resources there. Webinars on demand. Check out her YouTube page. Check out some videos for additional content there. So she's got a lot of resources under the good stuff. So go check that out. And don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple or Spotify or YouTube platforms as well. So Liz, thanks for hanging out and breaking down lazy money. I appreciate you as always.
Thank you. It's a good conversation, Mark.
Always
good. I appreciate
it. Yep, always good to work on that and make sure we got a good strategy overall so we can retire on our best path. And that's what the show's all about. So we'll see you next time right here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and we'll catch you later on Retire on Your Best Path with Liz Wilbur.
The preceding program is sponsored by Best Path Advisors, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Best Path Advisors, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Liz Whitberry should not be construed as specific tax, legal, or investment advice, nor as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Neither J.W. Cole Financial nor its representatives provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of J.W. Cole. Investing is subject to risks, including the loss of principal. Due to volatility within the markets mentioned, opinions are subject to change without notice. Information is based on sources believed to be reliable, however, their accuracy or completeness cannot be guaranteed.